joining us, Jets beat writer for the Winnipeg Free Press. It's Ken Wiebe. Ken, thank you for your time in the Mile High City. And I'm just curious, very broadly, what is the vibe like in Winnipeg after a Game 1 win that was it ended up falling in a way that I don't think anyone had on their bingo card?
Yeah, no doubt about that. First of all, thanks for having me on. Great to be with you. Lots of love for the folks in the Mile High City after covering the Western Conference Final and Stanley Cup in 2022. So in terms of the vibe here, I mean, it was a bizarro land Game 1. As you mentioned, nobody had 13 goals on the bingo card. And if I had told Jared Bednar or any of the members of the Avalanche if they had scored 6 goals on Connor Hellebuck in Game 1, they would have told me I was nuts if I would have said that that was not going to be enough for a victory. So, the vibe in town is exciting. And you guys saw it on TV. It's, or else you saw it with Pat McAfee. The whiteout is a glorious thing. It's a fun time to be around the game of hockey. It's a beautiful sport. And I think the Avalanche sort of reveled in the atmosphere that was there. They played in a lot of fun buildings, whether that was their own in Ball Arena. All the small things playoff were in Tampa when they won it all. I mean, those are great barns as well. But yeah, I mean, it's a great vibe around town, and folks are excited for Game 2, even though they're quite confident that it's not going to be a 13 goal outburst in Game 2 here.
Yeah, that was wild. Ken, were you surprised that the Colorado Avalanche were able to move the puck around as well as they were on top of the Winnipeg defense that's been stout and that outstanding goalie you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I expected it to be a way different game. I mean, I was in Denver, guys, for the 7-0 shutout the Jets had 8 days earlier, and nobody expected it to be that kind of a one-sided affair, lopsided. I mean, Jets outscored the Avalanche 17-4 in the 3 meetings, but that, I mean, again, 2 of those meetings were in November, so both rosters have changed so much. Chris McFarland doing a great job of adding depth and then also adding a second line center in Casey Mittelstadt at the deadline. Jets had added Sean Monahan. So I'm not surprised that they were able to generate. I mean, obviously the Jets, best defensive team in the NHL, won the Jennings Trophy. But, I mean, we know that the Avalanche are a high-octane team. Obviously Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar were at close to their best in that game, but again, I'm not shocked that they were able to generate that much, but I would say that the Jets will be a little bit more tight around the collar here and trying to prevent the chances from the home plate area in Game 2. But yeah, I mean, this was the first time. Jared Bednar said it countless times going into the series, guys, the Jets hadn't seen Colorado's best. They had laid an egg essentially in 2 of the 3 meetings, so I was expecting them to come out flying, and they absolutely did that. I mean, 11-1 shot advantage earlier in the game. That was obviously impressive, but it's interesting, right? I mean, both teams can make a case that they have lots of things to clean up on, but they have lots of things that they'd like to build on, and I'd be curious to see what adjustments get made here this evening.
Yeah, and just a couple more here, Ken. We're talking with Ken Wiebe, Jets beat writer for the Winnipeg Free Press. Connor Hellebuck, fantastic goaltender, Vezina winner. This guy is incredible, but his postseason doesn't really sync up with his regular season success, and that's sort of bared out in Game 1. How much concern is there with this phenomenal goaltender and what you did see in Game 1?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really concern me, guys. Even on a tough outing statistically, he still had 40 saves, right? So it's not like he was getting lit up here at will. So and the myth about Hellebuck that he hasn't been a playoff performer, I mean, yes, he only has one run to the conference final, but his numbers in the playoffs, last year they were down a touch, but historically his numbers have still been pretty good. But he just hasn't gone on one of those magic carpet rides where you drag your team with you all the way to the cup final. But I expect Hellebuck to be in Vezina-type form this evening. We know goaltending has been a hot topic in both markets for sure. Some people saying that maybe the Avalanche wish they had Lauren Brossoit as their backup right now. Then they wouldn't be worried about the tough go for Georgiev in Game 1. But, I sense the real laser focus from the Avalanche room today, guys. Had a conversation with Nathan MacKinnon in a group, and he made it quite clear that although this team was encouraged by certain aspects, they don't expect to put up 6 in a game against Hellebuck the rest of the series. If they want to win the series, they got to win tight checking one goal games and use their explosiveness when they can.
Ken, adjustments is what sports are all about, and you were interested in seeing what the adjustments are being made. I'm putting you on the spot. What kind of adjustments is Winnipeg going to do for the Colorado Avalanche?
Yeah, for me, I think the biggest thing going into the game today, the Jets got to be smarter with their puck management. They were just a little bit loose in the neutral zone. And when you give guys like MacKinnon and Makar a little bit of extra space, they can be really dangerous. I thought the biggest thing for the Avalanche, their checking line guys, the guys they brought in, were really good in the game. You know, guys like Ross Colton early brought in from Tampa really looked good. Miles Wood, real physical presence. So I would say you'd be encouraged if you were at Colorado on that regard. But I don't think they'll be given as much easy offense. I think that's sort of what the Jets have been saying. Take away the easy offense. But having said that, Nathan MacKinnon, on a day that the Jets kind of contained him at 5-on-5 to just limiting him to one goal, he still had, I think, 11 or 12 shot attempts in the game. And I expect Nate to be the best player on the ice today. And if that's the case, then Connor Hellebuck's going to have to be the best Jet in the contest. I mean, Adam Lowry was great in game one, guys. You know, the captain of the Jets had the two goals.
Yep.
Knocked Mikko Rantanen over on the right before his second goal, and it ended up being an important one. But I think it's going to be a fabulous game. I think it's going to be a long series, and I would expect that we'll see the Avalanche's best. And if they're at their best, then there's a good chance that series could be tied when the series shifts back to the Mile High City for Game 3.
Yeah. All right. Really good stuff, Ken. Ken Wiebe, Jets beat writer for the Winnipeg Free Press. Appreciate your time and enjoy this game tonight. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yep. Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk to you as the series progresses here. Take care.
All right. There he goes. Ken Wiebe doing a good job for the Winnipeg Free Press.